Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a home.
Where's the damn sounder at, Abe?
Bo went to Metallica last night. Off to a tough start with Abe. Anyway, it's hump day. Thanks for being with us. Three fun hours straight ahead. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
What's
you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good over here, man. We halfway to the weekend. Yeah, hopefully my main man, Bo, and Tara had a great time last night. I saw some videos from other people just randomly shooting. It looked like it was a time was had last night.
Looked very, very fun.
Yes, it looked like it was a great time. So hopefully they had fun. And everybody else had fun and was safe and everything like that. As we are halfway to the weekend.
Halfway there.
Get ready for the NBA playoffs tomorrow.
NBA finals tomorrow.
Big
Stanley Cup final tonight.
I know. Cannot wait. Big shakeup in the NBA.
Yeah.
What else?
What was your reaction to that? Because we'll get to the Braves.
I was
the
not.
The Braves are the Braves. What was your reaction when you saw
surprised.
The Tom Thibodeau? Neither was I.
I was not surprised.
Neither was I.
I was like, but I was curious, like, if they would have lost to Boston, would he have been fired? That was my when that was the first thing that came to mind when he got fired. If they had lost, if Jason Tatum did get hurt and they lose to Boston, would he have been fired then? Like,
I don't know if, why. I mean, if he got fired for beating him, why wouldn't he have gotten fired for losing to him?
No, that's what I'm saying. If they would have won, if they would have lost, the Knicks would have lost in say seven.
Yeah.
To Boston, would he have still have a job?
What? No, I don't think
you
so.
You don't think so? Oh, you
why do you think that would – I don't understand.
No, it's a question. You just think – so you're saying if they didn't make the NBA final, he's going to be fired. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they were counting on any of this happening. I think they thought they probably would lose in the second round or maybe even in the first round.
But they did win. They did beat Boston.
They did
beat
Boston.
So did you think that – I was assuming that since they did beat Boston, that he was going
to
be fired.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That had they lost to Boston, it was guaranteed. Yeah, no, I think that they knew going into it that – maybe not, or maybe they just kind of saw some things in the playoffs that confirmed it, that they wanted to do this. But I think that – so there's a couple of different factors in situations like this,
right?
The reason I'm never surprised when any coach in the NBA gets fired is because it's the NBA.
True.
And every coach in the NBA gets fired.
A long time ago, a coach told me you get hired, you get fired.
Yeah, like the third longest tenured coach in the NBA is like Tyronn Lue.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Like you got Spoelstra, you got Kerr, and then after that, it might be Dagnall in OKC, but like – I bet Quinn Snyder's in the top 10 in terms of most longest tenured coaches in the NBA right now.
Right.
Because that's just the era. Like, and I know we talk about it locally and everybody gets called a coach killer or whatever. Everybody's a coach killer.
Yeah.
Every max contract player that doesn't like their coach moves on
from
their
coach. But do you think this was a Jalen Brunson thing?
I don't think it was.
I think this was a Jim Dolan thing.
I don't think it maybe was. I don't know what it was. But that's sort of like where my mind goes with situations like this is, like, if that's what it was, then I hate it because I just generally hate doing things like that when a guy's seemingly doing a good job. And it seems like Thibodeau's doing a pretty good job.
Right. 25 years since they've been to where they were yesterday.
Right. Yeah. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
And I mean, have their best team that they've had in a quarter century. So if that's what it was, then I hate it. But if it's the flip side of it, if it's like the 2014 Warriors thing where it's like, yeah, this guy's taken us as far as he can take us, and
that could be it.
We appreciate what he's doing, but we need to move on, then I love that. Like, I love an organization that's like, this just isn't good enough.
Right.
Like, he's a really good coach. He's not a great coach. We need to try to get someone in here who we think is. Maybe an even better comparison than that. No one ever talks about this. They always talk about the Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr thing.
I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
You're going Rick Carlisle, right?
I'm going Rick Carlisle.
Yep.
That's right. Detroit 2003. Because Rick Carlisle is a great coach.
He's great.
Now, I don't think anybody realized then kind of what he was going to become.
Yep.
Now, he's back in the NBA Finals again after winning one with Dallas and having a great run there. They fired him in 2003, brought in Larry Brown, and won the championship
sure
the next
did.
Year. So, like, teams have done this before.
And you know who was a part of that? Because I was reading up on the same story. Leon Rose was a part of that.
That's right.
Yeah, Leon Rose was. So he's
exactly.
So he's been here before.
And World Wide West.
And World Wide West.
World Wide West was a big part of that, too. And they're the ones that run the Knicks.
And so they've been here and everything like that. I've always been curious, when you make a fire like this, do you have somebody in line?
That's my other one. That's my other
question.
Because
I know I ain't the only one that saw the reports that Lloyd Pierce was on the short list.
I didn't see that.
Yes.
Really?
Hey, did you see that?
That's
you didn't see that either?
I saw a long list,
yes,
and he wasn't on it.
I saw one list. It said, and Lloyd Pierce is on the short list.
Huh.
Now, there's other coaches. I know
I saw a different list.
The coach for I saw this morning talking about Ime Udoka. You're going to have to go pay for him.
Yeah, you mentioned that before the show started. I hadn't heard that or thought of it, but that'd be intriguing.
But I didn't realize that the coach for, you remember the Sudan team?
Okay.
How great they were in Olympic? Mm-hmm. He's his head assistant in Houston.
Johnny Bryant.
Yeah.
Oh, in Houston.
Yes.
Oh, in Houston. Okay.
Yes.
And then there's the thought of Johnny Bryant, who's on the staff there, mm-hmm, in New York, right?
And also, he's one of Jalen Brunson's dad.
Jalen Brunson's dad is on the staff.
Yes.
So that's why I don't think Jalen Brunson had a problem with this.
Right.
Just so long as Pops gets to keep his job, right?
But if you're a coach, why do I want to keep you? But you're not going to play good now because your dad's not here?
I don't know.
You gave up $113 damn million.
He did. So you
still
owe me a solid.
I still don't believe that.
But the other thing about Rick Brunson and Jalen Brunson is Leon Rose and World Wide West, those guys are all like best friends.
The Godfather.
So
there's Godfather.
He's going to be there.
There's Godfather.
You know what I mean? I don't know how much cachet the coach would have to come in and be like, no, you got to fire the best player's dad too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like he's probably there. I mean, there's a natural fit, right?
Ooh.
Like, there's an obvious coach that would go there. There's a lot of Villanova guys there.
Oh, Jay Wright?
And Jay Wright's just hanging out.
Does Jay Wright want to coach?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But they love Villanova people.
They do.
And he coached them when they were there.
But I'm thinking, like, because the reason they're in the position they're in is because they pretty much destroyed their chemistry, their defensive identity, and all those different things. Rightfully so. I probably would have did the same thing. Trade Julius Randle for Cat, I probably would have the same thing.
Yeah, and it worked.
And it got you to where it was.
Yeah,
but
it worked.
Then you look at it from the Bridges standpoint, 4 unprotected, 5 total first-round picks.
He's the one that I wonder about.
And then you got to extend
this,
him?
Yeah.
You're talking about you got to extend him?
But he also is the kind of only one who commented on things publicly.
He pushed back.
Right?
He's back.
Like, they're playing too many minutes.
Yep.
Like, there were various little...
You remember the game where he played his bitch? They looked good, so they were like, huh.
Yeah. There was just a couple little Mikal Bridges moments throughout the season where it was like, is he unhappy? But also, like, is he a big enough star to get Tom Thibodeau fired?
He ain't make one all-star team. He ain't even in an all-star reserve, and they gave up 5 damn first-round picks for him.
Right, so maybe he doesn't have the resume, but he's got, like, the...
The backing?
They have to make it work with him
because
they traded all those picks to get him, and they have to extend him, and if he's unhappy with him. And then there's, like, alternate outside the Knicks stratosphere theories of, like, okay, do they know about a Tibbs, like, rift or a Tibbs dislike of a big player they might want to bring in? Like, how does Kevin Durant feel about Tibbs?
How does Giannis
feel about Tibbs? Like, I don't know if those guys like him or don't like him.
There's been coaches fired because of it.
But that's part of it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, like, okay, we got to clear the runway for the summer.
The only time
so that
never happened was when Bron tried to get Spo fired. Other than that,
pretty much.
Yeah.
In the last 20 years,
yes,
when a superstar player has tried to get a coach fired, that coach has been fired. As crazy as situations as, like, Darren Williams got Jerry Sloan fired.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
and then left.
Forward comb over Darren Williams, who was in this 2-year prime, and then he left. And then Jerry Sloan's like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Went to the NBA Finals. I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Can I come back? Nah, we're going to move on. We're just going to be terrible forever now.
Yep.
Tom Thibodeau's out there. Somebody will hire him eventually.
Yeah.
Whether it's ESPN, Amazon or the Hornets.
What do you think?
Somebody will give him a
about
job.
About Mike Malone. Because I think that this is a guy who, you know, he won a championship. We know what happened. He got fired 3 days before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because of the toxic relationship between him and the GM, who was on a short list for president of basketball operations here.
If it's a basketball thing, though, like if the Tibbs thing is not any
Mike
of the stuff.
Like him.
Right. If the Tibbs stuff isn't any of the things we just mentioned, if it's not, you know, conspiracies or relationships or players forcing out, if it's just, we don't really like how you run the team that much, like we'd like to have somebody who maybe goes deeper into their bench, Mike Malone's a carbon copy.
Exactly.
Like that's one of the main reasons why it didn't work out in Denver is because he wouldn't develop younger players and he wouldn't go like 7 or 8 or 9 deep even in the regular season.
Exactly.
So that one doesn't make it, that one wouldn't make a ton of sense just in terms of that.
Mark Jackson does not make sense.
No. I saw Jeff Van Gundy's
name
like on
that
a list.
One.
Really?
I like that one.
He already did it before.
But he's done so good. I mean, he did really good because he went to the Clippers.
Yeah, right.
He helped out down there. Right. Was excellent. I just don't know how close him and Tibbs are. Could you?
Right.
You know
what I mean?
They have a good relationship. Yeah, yeah. Where that at? Mark Jackson's not going to be the case. I don't know what Mark Jackson did, but Mark Jackson did something where nobody wants to touch him.
Yeah, there's
whether it's right or wrong.
I don't know.
That's
what
the way it is.
It's hot property.
But can the Knicks go take somebody's coach? Can they go take Ty Lue from the Clippers? But
does that happen?
Bama got bread on top of bread.
Yeah, I'm just thinking though, like, does that happen in the NBA?
Not a lot of times.
No, I can't think of a time when it
where
has.
Go take a coach. No,
it happens in baseball, kind of like every once in
Frank
a while.
Vogel.
Yeah, like there's names.
How about Bud? Giannis like Bud?
Yeah.
Did he?
I don't know. I feel like maybe the magic of the Bud the Bud touch might have worn off a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Also,
touch.
If I'm Bud, I'm cool. I'm good. You got to pay me out the rest of this $50 million contract, and I'm on the beach.
$30 million
yeah.
of an extension that kicks in next year.
Yeah, if I'm Bud, I don't need to coach
you. Oh, no, I'm talking about Thibodeau.
Oh, Tibbs. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tibbs got $30 million dollar extension that goes into effect after this season.
Yeah, like money's not going to be an object in terms of trying to get a guy or paying a guy to leave or anything like that. It's just, to me, the interesting.
Rick Pitino?
That name was out there, too. That name was out there, too. That doesn't do a ton for me.
Right.
But, yeah, it'll be interesting to find out why. Did they have a guy in waiting? Did they know who they wanted? Was it a player-driven thing? Or did they just be like, "This is, we appreciate Tibbs' efforts. It's not good enough."
Were they only Cal?
Again, I don't think that would be good. I don't know. Maybe times are different.
I don't know. Hurley?
I don't know.
He didn't want to go to L.A. Maybe he wants to go to New York.
I don't know. I don't know why any of those guys would leave college. College, I know, is hard, but, like, you can at least keep your job for 10 years.
Yeah.
NBA, best coaches last 6 years. And then superstar player gets tired of you, you get fired. All right. We did it. We did the whole opening segment. Didn't even talk about how the Braves looked terrible last
night
against the Diamondbacks.
What are we going to talk about? I hate them damn Diamondbacks.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Them little runts.
They're a pesky bunch.
Little runts. Got a team full of guys 5'4".
And who just hit bombs.
Just knocked the hell out the
Corbin
ball.
Carroll hit that ball like he was prime Barry Bonds.
He crushed
it. Like he destroyed that baseball. Ketel Marte. He's Strider's dad. Like he owns him. We'll come back and talk about it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.